Hi there. My name is Peter Lewis, and I'm the host of the Dad Story Project podcast. If you're a dad, old or young, have a dad, are married to a dad, or just know a dad, then this is the place to find a few minutes of rest, encouragement, and cheer. This isn't some how-to podcast filled with bullet points and checkboxes. These are just simple stories about growing up. And we all know how profound and powerful a good story can be. I am the happiest dad in the world. Not because I'm the best dad, or the brightest, or because we had the easiest time raising our son and daughter, and not because everything has turned out great so far, and now I'm just coasting along in the relative ease of grandfatherness. I'm the happiest dad just because I got a chance to do it. To grow up with my two kids, and along with my beloved wife Karen, share in all the messy, wonderful stuff that goes with creating a family out of nothing, is simply the most joyous thing I've ever done. In 2006, after a couple of decades of technical writing, and with my two kids growing up quickly and getting ready to head out on their own, I decided that I should write down some of the family and childhood stories that meant so much to me. Stories of navigating the shoals of dadhood, and stories from my own growing up years as well. However, I knew that without a taskmaster, this idea would simply slip back into my mental drawer full of good intentions to languish alongside regular flossing and oil changes every 3,000 miles. I needed accountability and a deadline. So one day, I called the editor of our local paper, Wayne, made an appointment, and went in and pitched the idea of a column. Wayne politely listened to my nostalgic, middle-aged literary fantasy, and then just as politely said something like, "Thanks, but I don't think so." I left disappointed, but hey, I gave it a shot. A week later, Wayne called me back and said he'd been thinking it over, and that the idea of a light, non-controversial, family-friendly column actually sounded pretty good. "So sure," he said, "send something over." I wrote that column every 2 weeks for the next 11 years. I never made a dime, and it's been one of the most fulfilling things I've ever done. A few days ago, a photo popped up on my Facebook feed. It shows a man and his little daughter swimming in a perfectly clear Maine lake. The water looks icy cold, but they are both grinning from ear to ear. The man is so glad to be home with his family after a long stretch working overseas, and the girl is just delighted to be back in her daddy's arms. The man in the photo is my son, Jeremiah, and the little girl is his oldest daughter, my granddaughter, Sophie. Watching him grow up over the last 35 years, finish his education, launch a very successful career, marry his childhood sweetheart, and start a family has been one of the most astonishing things I've ever witnessed. And that little snapshot made me instantly think, as I have so many times over the years, when I grow up, I want to be just like my son. It's simple moments like this that make up the core of the stories you will find here, often fleeting, but poignant and profound if we but pause and reflect. Some of the stories will be serious, some will be funny, and some may even be a little gross. This is childhood, after all. These are quiet snapshots of ordinary life, with no shouting and no slamming doors, just tiny vignettes that at first glance seem so ordinary as to be insignificant, yet in the end, they turn out to be the very foundation of everything good. Because big, wonderful things, like a family or a childhood, are built by simply piling a bunch of small, wonderful things on top of each other. My goal with this podcast is to search for and find those small, wonderful things and share them with you. And I hope you join me in celebrating the notion that ordinary days are the best, that even the smallest moments count, and that the currency of childhood, the thing our children value most, is not the stuff we give them, but the time we invest in them. A couple of weeks ago, I got a text from my daughter Amanda, who is married now and lives 500 miles away from us in the wilderness of Pennsylvania. We text and message often, mostly about the silly, funny, everyday things of life, like my inability to keep track of my glasses or the latest antics of Amanda's new kitten. In response to some goofy event I had described, she sent back an enthusiastic message that said, "Oh, Dad, that's just like when we were little." Yep, we all grew up together, and I am so grateful. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dad Story Project podcast. If you would like to show your support, please give us a good rating and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. To learn more about the Dad Story Project, download stories, and find out how you may be able to participate, please visit thedadstoryproject.com. And please like us on Facebook and tell your family and friends. Until next time, bye for now.